USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is calling on New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign Tuesday following the release of a damning state attorney general's report that found he sexually harassed multiple women under his employ. Cuomo, meantime, is denying those assault allegations, saying,
"My attorney has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed."
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women. A defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
"Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter."
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
A new report out from the Republicans sheds more light on the origins of COVID-19.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
"All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most."
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the performance of the Biden administration after more than 6 months in office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Instead of spending time in their district in the first week of August, senators are spending their time on Capitol Hill pouring through a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
Senators began to dig into the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday after receiving the more than 2,700-page bill late Sunday night. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has pushed to get a vote on the bill done this week, while Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called for a more measured period of debate and consideration. Senator James Lankford says he needs more time to digest the bill, but the Oklahoma Republican tells Newsmax TV that he wants to see an infrastructure bill that contains only projects that can be paid for.
"Obviously, we need to do infrastructure. That's a given. We do infrastructure. But this is not just an infrastructure bill. This is the Biden team saying they want to do something historic to spend more on infrastructure that's ever been done. So it takes the normal infrastructure bill that we would do, which is about $400 billion, which is big, and then it tacks onto it all of these giant things that have no pay-fors on them at all."
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.